Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 422. So today's kind of a first. I don't know that we've ever done an episode that spoke specifically about a company, a specific company in our space. And this is actually not really an episode about a company, but it's an episode related to some news that has recently become public around Beauty Counter. You know, Beauty Counter has been a very respected and admired company in our space for many years. I've worked with tons of their advocates. I spoke at their national convention last year. Just think they're really incredible people. But they've been going through some challenges, and there has been an announcement that they're going through a big change. And really, the focus of this particular episode is not that and anything around that, because I have limited knowledge. But it really made me think of something that I absolutely hate about this profession. I might even go so far as to say that of the business practices that I see people using, this is the single one that makes me the most sick, which is the moment there's any kind of negative news out there, that's when the vultures come sweeping in, right? There's blood in the water and the sharks start to circle. And it's like this vulture mentality that the second there's some kind of negative news, everyone and their mother wants to reach out to you and see if you're okay, which is really just a veiled attempt to try to recruit you to their team. I am especially knowledgeable on this because I've gone through this twice in my career. I remember the first time one of the companies that I was with went out of business. All of a sudden, my inbox was flooded with messages from people that I had never met, I had never spoken to before, you know, checking in on me. Hey, brother, just wanted to check in on you, heard the news, right? Which, by the way, can I say something? The whole hey, brother thing drives me crazy. You want to know what the hey, brother thing is? It's the male version of the hey, girl message. I'm like, dude, you don't know who I am. You've never spoken to me before. You've never even made an attempt to get to know who I am. I'm not your brother. So don't talk to me in a way like that's the kind of relationship that we have. And it's like, but this is what we do, is we prey on other people's challenges and struggles. And it just makes me sick. And I just know that no matter what winds up happening with Beauty Counter, I know the unfortunate thing is that's what their advocates are going through right now. And I just say we got to be better as a profession. And so what I'm going to do today is, I don't love to do this, but I'm going to actually share the audio from an Instagram live that I did earlier today, as a matter of fact. And I don't love repurposing audios for the live because they're not always conducive to the podcast. But sometimes, if I could give myself a little pat on the back, sometimes I just catch lightning in a bottle. And I got to tell you, I was fired up this morning. And because I had a couple of people reaching out to me that I've coached saying that this was starting to happen, I had a little bit of extra little you know what in me. And I was on one. I don't know any other way to say it. And I'm just like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, there's no way I can duplicate that. And I had a lot of people reaching out to me and just saying, hey, that was, and they weren't even in companies where they were going through this, but they were just like, thank you so much. Cause that was like the message that I needed to hear to be able to get through some of the challenges that I've been going through and understand that maybe there's a bigger purpose to all of this. Right. And so I'm going to share the audio from this podcast. And I really think whether you're, you know, a Beauty Counter advocate or, you know, you're just somebody in this profession that wants to elevate the way you do business, you want to be better, this is an important episode. So why I decided to do this is, as I've gotten clearer on the mission of our company, which is to, you know, spread the word of this thing that we teach called Love, Serve, Grow, which I am convinced is absolutely a better way to do business. What I've realized is part of my responsibility is to really highlight events, current events that are happening inside of this profession, and really lean into sometimes what are some difficult conversations, but to provide people some clarity during challenging times. And Beauty Counter has been a huge supporter of our brand. And I know there's tons of advocates that are probably out here. You might listen to this. So I felt responsibility to be able to provide some guidance and some advice. I've been through this two times in my career. I've coached dozens of leaders through this. So I just felt a responsibility to give back. But I also think there's such a valuable lesson to be learned, right? Like what we do with Love, Serve, Grow is we challenge a lot of these transactional business practices that are the reason why people don't like what we do. And it's the reason why you're not attracting the highest caliber talent people because of the way you run your business. And I know there are some people that aren't bad people that do the things that I'm going to talk about in this episode, but you also need to know that it's wrong. And so like the dark side of this profession, we need to shine some light on it. And that's my job. We've got a really big spotlight and we ain't afraid to shine it where we know that somebody's doing something that's wrong. So I'm going to share this episode with you. I genuinely hope it can help you. If you're in Beauty Counter, my hearts are with you. I truly believe that for those of you that stay the course, I think this is going to be a stepping stone to something bigger and better for you. But if you're just in this profession and you're in a difficult, challenging time in your business, I think this might be the message you need to hear. So let me kick it over to the podcast and I'll come back to you when we're done. Hey everybody, Bob here from your virtual upline. So today I want to actually address some news that happened in our profession yesterday. I don't have all of the information yet, so I'm not going to try to speak on what's actually happening, but some of you may have seen that there was a press release and an announcement related to Beauty Counter. And I wanted to talk about something that is, I feel like, part of our job, our mission in our business with what we teach with Love, Serve, Grow is to really expose the dark side of this profession and the transactional business practices that many people engage in that, quite frankly, make me sick. And if you missed the announcement, Beauty Counter is going through some big changes. I read an article that said that they're, you know, terminating all their distributors, which actually wasn't true after I did a little bit of digging, talk about bad journalism. But essentially what's happening is there are some distributors that got terminated, but the majority of the company is actually moving to a new company. And so the old owner, Greg, is starting a new company and they're going to kind of try to build from the ground up. And I genuinely hope that they do extremely well. I believe it will be a positive change for the people that are involved in that company. I've spoken at their convention. I've worked with a lot of Beauty Counter advocates and I just think they're genuinely great people. And so my prayers are that they're going to turn this into a good thing. Okay. But here's where I really feel like I need to say something. What I normally see happen when something like this is announced is the vulture mentality that ensues, where everyone and their mother sees some sort of negative bad news about a company, and now all of a sudden the blood's in the water and the sharks start to circle. And as somebody that has been through this two times in my career, I've been with two companies that have completely closed their doors, not, you know, way worse than what's happening here. I've been on the receiving end of this, where all of a sudden your inbox gets flooded with messages from people, most of which never spoken to in my entire life, that want to reach out and just kind of, you know, offer some condolences and say, hey, I'm so sorry. I heard about the news. I wanted to just check in with you and see how you were doing. And that message usually is ensued at some point, if I do respond, by what you would imagine. Hey, if you're looking for a home, we've got one for you here. Here's what I want to say. And I know that there are some people that have good intentions that fall into the trap of doing this. But this is what I'll say to you. You should never message someone. Like if you feel the need to message someone just because you know they're in that particular company, if you have never made an actual effort to get to know them and connect with them and build a relationship with them prior to this announcement, under no circumstances should you ever message them. It is one of the worst. It makes me sick. And it is so transactional and it is preying on other people's challenges. Don't do it. Like I get angry when I think about it. Like
You don't build a business by capitalizing on other people's challenges and failure. And so, you know, most of you probably don't need me to even say this to you, but some of you might. Some of you might feel the urge to try to do that. Don't kick people when they're down. Yes, this is why people don't like what we do. We act in a very unprofessional way. So just don't do it. Now, there's another piece of this that I think I want to speak to, though. Because I think sometimes, I think in our career, in our business career, we go through challenges and we go through adversity. I've been through two companies completely closing down as a distributor. My own company that I run, that I am the CEO of today, I shared very publicly on my podcast in the beginning of 2023. We not almost went out of business, but we were in really bad financial condition. So I've been through a lot of ups and downs in my career. And I know that it can be really scary and I know that it's hard. But I think there is a critical question, a choice that we make when we go through something that is a challenge or an adversity or a failure. Here's the question. Are you going to become bitter or will you get better? Do you choose bitter or better? Because what I see happen far too often, and I just think about the two times that I went through this, where I actually had a company just completely shut down. That's it. Hey, thanks for being here. What I saw was most of the people that I actually worked with chose bitter. They chose to be the play victim and to blame the company and developed a really negative, hateful attitude towards the profession and just generally things like this. And what's interesting is when I think of some of those people and I think of where they are today, some of them have gone on to better things, but most of them have continued to just struggle, going from one thing to the next. And you want to know what I think is one of my greatest gifts that God has given me? And it's a gift that is available to any one of you. When I am in those moments, yes, I'm angry. When I went through that, I was really angry and I felt upset and I was sad and I was scared and I didn't know what to do. But what I realized was in that moment, there was a choice that I was making. And the choice was, am I going to feed my fears or my faith? And I think sometimes what we forget when we go through challenges is that sometimes we are rejected from something good so that we could be redirected to something even better. Sometimes God closes a door, but he'll never close a door without opening up an even bigger and better door for us. And so I genuinely hope that for the Beauty Counter advocates that, you know, this new thing is the bigger and better door. But for those of you that are going through any kind of a challenge or adversity, the question that you have to ask yourself is, what are you choosing? Are you choosing fear or faith? See, because those are the moments when your faith is really tested. You say, yes, I'm faithful. Yes, I believe. Okay, go through something like that, and then we'll really see your true colors. And I think the lesson for me is this, is that if we're honest with ourselves, that there is a lesson inside of every failure and all of our adversity. And it usually is around us continuing to evolve and continuing to get better and to develop new skills and to change.
Hey, Bob here, and I want to invite you to check out a brand new program that we just released called Transformed. If you're someone that's tired of all the transactional strategies that are being taught to you, and you're looking for a more authentic way to grow your business that's aligned with your values, then we created Transformed for you. You get to work with myself and my team over the course of 14 days, training and coaching and implementation support. And I'm going to teach you a totally new approach to growing your business. Look, the path forward in 2024 is not just building a bigger business. You've got to learn how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. So check out the details in the show notes of this episode. You get all of that stuff that I mentioned. Here's the best part: for less than $10. Hope to see you inside of the program.
You know, when I think about just
I'll speak to our own personal experience with our company. You know, the financial challenges that we went through in the beginning of last year, when I really took the time and I looked at myself in the mirror, I realized I was responsible for a lot of it. You know, I was responsible because I got a little bit complacent in our business. You know, we had a lot of early success and I just was kind of riding the wave of that success. And I was just kind of continuing to do things that I did in the beginning, but I wasn't really working hard on improving the quality of our programs and building out our team and always asking myself, you know, in order for me to go to that next level, what do I need to become? What skills do I need to create? What thoughts do I need to think? And I bet many of you can relate to this, right? It's like you had that boom during COVID and things were great and you were just riding the momentum, but you want to know what you weren't doing? You weren't getting better. You weren't doing the hard work on yourself to be somebody that really can maintain that new level of success. So it's almost like your business results outpaced your personal growth. And so the lesson that I learned was you never stop working on yourself, right? And listen, when we think about love, serve, grow, this philosophy that we teach, when we adopt this as the guiding force in our life, when we believe that loving and serving and growing is God's purpose for our life and it is the mission of the work that we do, something really powerful happens. Is part of that is you embrace this constant evolution of yourself. Because think about it. If success really is loving and serving and growing, is there ever a destination to reach? You've never arrived. You're never there. No matter what rank you have, no matter how big or small your business is, there's always more of those things that we can do. And it's like, I think that's part of it. And part of the counsel that I would provide any of the beauty counter advocates that are going through this, as you move to this new venture, be really honest with yourself. Be really honest with yourself and ask, how do I need to show up differently? What are the things that I need to do? What are the things that I need to get back to? And so from that perspective, if we choose better and we're always from a place of faith, just believing that if we continue to move forward and put one foot in front of the other, always trying to improve who we are and the skills we have, it's just a belief that things will work out. You know, when I went through those two companies that shut down, I could have very easily just given up. So maybe entrepreneurship is not for me. Maybe I'm not cut out for it. Maybe this industry isn't for me. But I just chose a different path and I chose to believe that there was something more that I was being prepared for, right? There's no testimony without a test. And look, you might not be in a place where your company is closing. Maybe you're just in a place where your business feels dead. And so my question to you is this, is what does your business need different from you? Stop looking at your team and wishing they would do something different and they would do the work. Look at yourself in the mirror. What do you need to do different? Do you need to work? Do you need to grow? Do you need new skills? Do you need a new vision? Do you need new belief? It starts with you. And here's the interesting thing. As I sit here today, or as I sit here today, and I look back on some of these most challenging, some of the hardest moments, like when I was in it, like when my first company went out of business back in 2015, I was newly engaged to my wife, fiance at the time, had the rug completely pulled out from under me, had no idea this was going to happen. And here I am about to enter into building a family and a life with someone. And I don't even know what I'm going to do the next day. And I'd be lying to tell you if that wasn't really hard, it was. But when I look back on those moments, and I'm not just saying this, I am genuinely thankful and I am so grateful that I had to go through that. I am so grateful that our company was at a point a year ago, I couldn't even afford to make the payroll for our company. My team members, who are the best people in the world, by the way, they worked without getting paid for a month. Sitting here today, I am so grateful that that happened. I am so thankful that that happened. Because here's what I will tell you. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind. Our company would have never have gotten to where I know we will be in the next 3 to 5 years if I didn't go through that. Because that was my wake-up call. And I am a better leader today because I had to do that. We are a better company today because we went through that. And I'm trying to say the same thing for you. You're in a season of your business and your life that is preparing you for something bigger, for something more. It is during these moments that you become the person that you need to be to build the business that you've always wanted. You got to get uncomfortable. You got to develop some new skills. You need a new vision. You need to let go of the past. Choose better. Feed your faith. And I think that I suspect some of you might have needed to hear this today. So I don't have anything fancy to teach you. I just wanted to share, as somebody that has gone through something like this 2 times in my career, and as somebody that has coached dozens and dozens of leaders that have dealt with similar things, I just wanted to share some thoughts, and I hope you could find it helpful. Here's one thing I will promise you, because I know many of you are new to what we teach with Love, Serve, Grow, and maybe new to our content. What I will tell you, what you will find here for sure, is a better way to build your business. There's no question, and there is not a single human being on the face of this earth that can convince me that Love, Serve, Grow is not a better way to build a business than what most people are teaching today. And that's your biggest problem. I've said this 100 times. I'm going to say it 100 million more times. Biggest problem that you have today. It's not finding the right people. It's not, I don't have enough time. It's not, I can't figure out the social media algorithm. Your biggest problem is you have been taught a transactional approach to your business that isn't aligned with your personal values. It is inauthentic, and you know it feels wrong. It has always felt wrong to you. It doesn't value people. It treats them like numbers. And you're taught to talk to people in a way that you would never actually do in your actual real life. And the mission of our company is to let people know that it doesn't have to be that way. That you don't have to choose profit over people. That there is an approach to business that values both of those things equally and focuses on mission over money. Doesn't mean that money's not important, but when you have truly a purpose and a mission behind what you do, and the things that you're doing today feel totally authentic to you and aligned with the things that matter to you the most, the power that comes from that is transformational. You know, transformation is a word we use a lot. Transformation can happen over time, but it can also happen in an instant, in a moment. And the transformation that we create for people happens in the moment that they realize that there is a better way. And it's called Love, Serve, Grow. So if this kind of stuff resonates with you, make sure you hang out. Follow me. Hang out with us. We're going to teach you what that better way looks like. And I do that through a live every single morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. So those are my thoughts. Thanks for hanging out with me. As always, I'm grateful for your time and attention. Hope it helped today. So I'll see you.
So as I said, I hope something that I shared with you in today's episode was what you needed to hear, some inspiration, maybe some clarity on what to do. And I just say, you know, thank you for all of you being a part of this community. You know, if you listen to this show, whether you know it or not, and if you're trying to put into practice the things that I teach, you might not know it, but you are a part of the Love, Serve, Grow movement. You are a part of a group of people, of thousands of people all over the world that are looking for a better way to grow a business, right? That want to really step up our business practices, have higher standards, and really start to show people that what we do is important. And so just thank you for being a part of this community. So thanks for hanging out with me. I'll see you soon on the next episode. Take care.